Excuse me, may I interject here? That is sure. The most boring, white vanilla, crappy porn I've ever seen. I was like, this is what he's going to be addicted to? This is awful! I mean, I get more excited off watching Passions than watching what Amber was doing with her gyrations. It was awful!
Trying to write. I've got the art flowing through my veins, and then I get interrupted to do this.
Oh, I see. Blame it on us. Hey, you are the producer of our podcast.
Producer Mike!
You're the producer of the podcast. You are at our beck and call.
Right.
What's up?
Producer Mike's in the house!
Folks,
for
those of you who don't know, he is the person who helps with our research department. He is our R&D department. Well, our research, more like.
Are you recording?
Yes, we
are.
Duh.
Yeah.
What do you think we're doing? I told you we were.
Mike is our gopher, but we call him producer because it makes him feel better.
Yes.
Yeah, it does make me feel better. That's true.
It's more of an ego trip for him that way.
Yes.
Ooh.
I see.
Mike
is true.
Sexy.
Very true.
Well, considering we hadn't had you on for a while, we figured we'd ask and see what you were thinking of daytime, especially now that you are watching all these shows. I mean, Lisa and I have gotten you addicted to so many new shows, and you're watching all kinds of them, so we just figured we'd get your thoughts on a few things for a little bit here.
Okay. Do you have something on your agenda?
Well, why don't we start with, say, Days of Our Lives?
Okay, that's a good start.
What are you thinking of it these days? Because Lisa and I think it's a snore, but
it is. I do fast forward a lot through it. I try to watch it because I'm still on the learning curve.
Because you're our producer, Mike.
I kind of feel that I had higher hopes.
You tuned in at the wrong point.
Oh yeah.
Well,
last fall
thought...
was excellent, and this spring has been horrible.
Yeah, I thought with Sheffer coming on board, you know, I thought, hey, okay, this show's going to start kicking some butt, and nothing's really happening. I mean, I like the Sammy and Lucas are okay. But
what do you think of EJ?
I think he's great, but man, he's got his hands in everybody's little pie.
I wish he had his hand in mine. Mm.
But I just think it's funny because... he seems like really smooth, and he seems
Sorry.
Smooth and bad, and then he leans in and whispers, and you really see how bad he is. So I like him.
Okay.
I do like him.
I
want to
bite him.
My
yeah.
one problem with EJ is the fact that he continually uses the word seed. My seed, planting seed. As someone who grew up on a farm.
What do you want him to say, Spunk? I mean, what do you want him to say?
Well, I know, but it's...
Sorry.
I mean, as someone who grows up on a farm...
I want to sperminate you.
The use of the word seed isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just the fact that he uses it in such diabolical-sounding things. I mean, it's almost as if one day you expect him to come up and I artificially inseminated, I mean, something, and just go with it. And it's like, you know, quit it. I'm just sick of it. The fact that he was told to plant his seed by his father in a Brady, it just creeps me out.
I haven't really picked up on that term. But I just think, you know, when you look at Sammy and Lucas, I think they've been saying the same things for about three or four weeks now. And
thank
it's just
you.
Like, tell him. Because I really do think he'll stand by her for some reason.
I
just don't think he's going to do it. But
no, he won't, because he always abandons her when she needs him the most. That's why I don't like Lucas.
Well, and
I'm not really a big fan of his either.
And the question will be then, will EJ actually treat her as a human, and will a romance develop, or do we think that he's just going to use her as a pawn?
Pawn.
A pawn, huh?
Yeah. She's a means to an end.
Right. Before the rape, I would have said, oh, you know, he's it for her. I really like them together, but now I'm going the pawn route.
I do have some little spoiler info, so plug your ears if you don't want to hear. I kind of saw in the latest
magazine?
I could be mistaken, but I could have sworn they said that she was going to return to her scheming roots.
Well, when has she not been in her scheming roots?
Well, she really hasn't been lately. She's not trying to be good right now.
And it's
so
boring.
I think she needs to kind of, yeah.
I want her to take over Titan. That's what I've wanted from day one.
I want her to win for once. I'm sick of this Sammy so bad, Sammy so not worthy. Come on, Sammy.
Well, if you're going to be bad, just embrace it and be bad.
Exactly.
And like yourself
for it.
Well,
and see, and this is why, and this is why I think that Sammy and EJ could actually have some legs if they were paired, because both of them are bad in their own ways, and they can understand each other.
Right.
Sort of type thing.
Sorry. I'm okay.
Well, okay. Moving on from Days of
Bad Things when we talk about EJ, I think.
There's, I mean, what do we think about Nick and Chelsea?
Love
them. Yep. Love them.
And I think it's really cool that...
he slept with her mother?
Ew!
No, I like that he wanted to tell her the truth.
Yes, I do too.
Because that never happens on soaps. And when Billy came barging in the room, it was like, shut your mouth, girl. And she just blurted it right out.
For once, shut your mouth. Oh, yeah, I went there.
But it was funny that that they gave Chelsea enough smarts to figure it out.
So, okay,
and see, piecing it together.
And this is the thing. I did not watch all this week's Days of Our Lives, so did she actually figure it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
She looked at the two of them and started remembering things like the belt and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
so,
she put it together.
And this, of course, is after her and Nick had kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brother.
No.
But it's okay.
And
I mean, she'll be ticked off for a while. She'll get over it.
They were both real giddy, Luke, after the kiss, and it was so sweet.
I saw the kiss. I saw the kiss, but...
Weren't they cute? I mean, they're
just
gold. They're just gold. So.
Speaking of giddy and glow by Jabot, did you by chance notice that Eileen Davidson's lips appeared before any of the rest of her body in her appearance on Bold and the Beautiful this past week?
So did her breast testicness.
No. Well, she's out in L.A. now, so you know she's got to pump it up a bit.
Well, and not only that, but...
orange.
She's sort of orange, and it almost makes it look like her relationship with Rick is... it almost made it like it looked like at some time in the not so distant past, sort of taught him the ropes. I mean that sort of seems what to be was sort of implied in some. That's what I was reading into it. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it sort of seemed like. And it was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. But at the same time, you had the them talking about developing a fragrance, which explains her being there.
Well, haven't really been keeping up with Bold and the Beautiful. So.
Shame on you. It's one of the best ones on CBS right now.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
I've been doing The Young and the Restless, which I think now that all the other stuff is wrapped up and they're focusing on the core people, it will get interesting again.
What do you think of the fact that they basically just ended the Newman versus Newman stuff by having Phyllis find out about Brad? Because, I mean, Brad goes over to that side, and basically it's Nikki and Victoria against everybody else, and that's not going to ever win.
Right, that's true. You mean like when she overheard?
Yeah, him and Sharon talking about the fact that they'd slept together.
Yeah, well, see, I kind of think that Nick and Sharon and Jack and Phyllis are better couples than the swap that they have going on right now. It's just like they're missing something.
Oh, see, I'd rather have Phyllis with Jack, personally.
That's what I mean.
They're missing... Jack and Sharon are missing something, and...
Nick and Phyllis.
Well, Nick and Phyllis are just boring.
Something. Yeah.
Oh, right into Luke at dc@tvfanonline.com.
And I also think that Phyllis, really, her anger is misplaced with Michael and Lauren.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I agree.
Well, you know it's not going to last.
But it just seems she's being holier than thou. I mean, hello, Phyllis. You're Phyllis. Don't you remember all the crap you've pulled in the past? Oh, we do. So you to be all high and holier than thou to Michael and Lauren, that's hypocritical, and I can't say.
And she was doing all the bad stuff with Michael.
Exactly. It's hypocritical and stupid. So.
What did you think of Jana ending up being the killer?
It was okay. I like that she actually put Colleen in the cooler and set it on fire and made it look like Kevin did it. I mean, I thought that was pretty funny because Kevin had already been through that once before.
Yep. I like Mike. Can we have him on every week?
But JT, hello. I wish somebody would knock the snot out of him.
Yep.
And I agree with you. Actually, Luke, when you had put in the forum that he would have been, if it was Kevin, that had knocked somebody with a napkin holder to the point where he was bleeding, Kevin would have been arrested on the spot. And JT just kind of walked away. So I totally agree with you on that one.
Mm. Well, I don't like Kevin. So.
I do.
Well,
I like him.
Huh? Are you, yeah, all so y'all are freaks.
Are you as bored with Guiding Light as Lisa and I are at the moment?
Yeah, actually, I was kind of writing about that. I thought that a lot of the potential that was built up over the last couple months has been kind of floundering.
Wow.
And I thought
exactly
a lot
what
of
said.
What their build-up should are. It seems like they're trying to put these things into place that should already be in place, or they were already in
exactly.
place, and they're not doing anything with it.
Exactly.
I think Ava. Ava Coop and Alan Michael are Snooze City.
And where's Lizzie, the one character of the show that it could be built around, and
right.
you don't even see her.
Right, I agree. Lizzie's gone, and
Diana and Mallet.
How about Diana? Well, Mallet, I could take them or leave them.
Well, but I mean,
but
as a couple,
about, yeah, they're great as a couple, but you know,
they're
again,
never together.
They're never together, and now she's off on this wild goose chase doing God knows what with Remy.
With Remy,
and how about putting her and Vanessa together, seeing Spalding Enterprises lame duck in the water and think, this is our time to take it
over. Exactly. Very good point. Very good point. Mother and daughter taking on the Spaldings. Love it.
Yeah.
Do they have enough money to do it?
Heck yeah. Vanessa is
Vanessa
richer than God. Yeah.
I think Vanessa actually, I would think, has stake in the company.
Yeah,
she's
a chamberlain.
Yeah.
You remember. She's a chamberlain. Chamberlain Industries. Big time money. She's very rich, Luke. She's very rich.
Yep. And I'm not liking Josh taking the heat for Cassie.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
It's not irritating, but it doesn't even
well,
feel
Cassie
right.
Cassie just needs to cease to exist.
Oh, ouch.
I'm not really feeling the coupleness between them either. I mean,
because
I've given
it
some time. I've given it time, and I don't like it. And
Mike,
you know,
because it sucks. That's why.
And I think Reva, for somebody who's supposed to be acting like a grieving mother, is doing nothing
a bad job.
To make them think, oh, yeah, do you think that she's acting like Jonathan is alive?
Yeah.
She cries for everything, and she hasn't even shed a tear over this whole thing in front of anybody.
I'm okay with that, in a way, because she feels so guilty. Misplaced guilt, of course, that Tammy is dead and Cassie is struggling with losing Tammy. And people are saying, oh, Reva, you're being so brave. She's feeling guilty because she knows she's not being brave. She knows her son's alive. And Cassie is working through this horrible grief. And her daughter is actually dead. So I think I'm okay with Reva not going over the top and acting like a grieving mother because she does have that misplaced guilt because she does know her boy's alive.
Does anybody have any thoughts on the inappropriate relationship that's budding between Gus and his stepdaughter?
Ew!
Yeah. What is with soaps now? I mean, Rick and Phoebe? Gross. Grosser than gross.
See, that doesn't even bother me. Not, I mean,
it bothers me. What bothers
not
me most
by comparison
is how,
to Tom, I mean, to Jonathan and Tammy. I mean, that was actual cousins.
Excuse me, what about Ridge and Bridget?
I'm just saying, those were actual cousins. I'm just saying,
Jonathan honey, that's been
Tammy
going on for generations in every country. Go back in your own family tree. I guarantee you there's been cousins. Okay?
And how about,
But what I'm saying is that when you have two people who are unrelated, it's a little bit different than two people who actually are.
But they've grown up together as and known each other as relations. I think that's even more gross.
Yeah, I do too.
Than two cousins who didn't even know they were related, and they were half cousins at that. So
And how
I
about
disagree with that.
When Passions was trying to make Chad and Whitney brother and sister?
Oh,
yikes!
Oh, did you see Chad get some this week?
I'll tell you what,
he's
I almost
been
fell
a lot
out of my
lately.
Chair when
did
I saw
you about fall out.
I did when I saw when I read the digest that his lover was going to be made a male, and then I was
you didn't see that coming
revealed.
You didn't see
no,
that
well,
coming.
I don't watch it.
Oh, okay.
So when I saw that he was going to be on TV, I just happened to be off that day from work, and I just happened to be 2 o'clock, and I was like, ooh, let me turn it on. Well, when in that hotel room, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I think it doesn't bother me because I have to tell you, all my children and made such a huge deal about Bianca.
Thank you. Yep.
And their kiss that it was like national news. Uh-huh. Passions just went in there and did it.
Did
and it.
It
was just like, exactly. It was almost as if Chad was, it was, they treated it like he was having an affair with a woman. They didn't make a big deal about it. And I just thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's, I can deal with that more, that it's not a ratings ploy. It just is what it is.
Folks, if you haven't watched Passions and you don't want to watch Passions, but you're sort of curious about it, no, you don't even have to tape it. You can go to NBC.com and they air the episodes on NBC.com for free.
Cool.
And this week, Chad and Vincent went at it, and Vincent was like, oh, baby, that was so great. That was astronomical. I love what you did to me. And Chad goes, it was what it was. I'm going, Chad, dude, admit it. You know, it was, I don't know what it is about that couple. That I'm so intrigued with Chad right now. He is way more interesting now than he's ever been.
I was going to say, it probably makes him more interesting.
Well, and you have to give props to Passions because it's the one soap of all the soaps that have done gay storylines that have actually showed some form of, I don't know if you'd call it romance, but...
Well, contact.
Yeah, contact. I mean, the people who Bianca has relationships with the ones she has relationships with, you never actually see them in bed.
Exactly.
And when she is in bed with someone, you never see it on screen. Luke has yet to have a boyfriend on
As World Turns.
Do you think and it's on General Hospital, on General Hospital, the Lucas never ended up with anyone anywhere, and he disappeared.
He disappeared, but I've read that he may be coming back.
Yeah, there's rumors.
Well, that's rumors of that because Drake Hogeson's son is not on B&B anymore.
Did you happen to see that
Invader's butt too? So you know.
Did you see the Passion stuff with Chad? Luke?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I tune into Passions periodically so I can keep up with the podcast. So yeah.
I just thought it was, I mean, these guys, you talk about just a kiss, they were reaching for condoms, and I was like touching and grabbing.
They,
I was like, holy cow.
They were in bed together on top of each other. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that NBC has been sponsored by a condom manufacturer as many times as condoms have appeared in that show as of late.
Well, they've got nothing to lose. They're going off the air, so, you know, the fact that they're... Actually, and you know, it's not really taking a chance. It's taking a chance on daytime because when you look at nighttime TV, Desperate Housewives, Brothers and Sisters, this kind of stuff goes on so commonly
that
I don't know why it's such a big deal on daytime.
And what's so stupid about it is the fact that the same people who enjoy Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters at night are the exact same people who are watching these soaps during the day.
Right.
I mean, it makes no sense.
So, talking about Luke on As the World Turns, any thoughts that the New Dallas may be his...
New Dallas?
Yeah, have you seen... You know how they...
The cop.
Recast the Dallas, the cop, Jessica's nephew?
Did they recast him again?
Yeah.
Like, how recently? Like, last week or two?
The second guy.
Yeah, the second guy.
He was on, you know, a couple times Friday, Thursday, last week.
So it was rumors...
Are you basing this on rumors, or is this just a question you're asking?
No, this is just speculation. I'm just wondering if they'll cross paths, and he'll have to deal with being a gay cop.
I don't know. At this point, I'd just like to see Luke have a storyline about being a teenager. I think they botched it.
Well, they say it's coming.
I know, exactly.
They botched it with, I mean, his friend who he saved his life and then just disappeared. I mean...
Kevin,
yeah.
I mean, and they don't. I mean, it'd just be nice for Luke to have a male friend his age who isn't even necessarily in a relationship with. I mean, it'd be nice if him and Kevin had just had developed a buddy relationship, so he's not hanging around with Jade all the time.
Oh, I do know. I do know. I don't. I'm gonna get another spoiler. So
okay,
I think what's gonna happen is Maddie is gonna befriend somebody in high school, and Luke is going to mistake him for a straight friend of Maddie's, but he's not going to be straight. He's going to be gay. I think that's how that's going to all come about.
And
okay.
That's what I've read. But I don't know how reliable these sources are when I read them, so
all
I'm just
right.
sharing. So what do you think of As the World Turns? We are not recovering very well, are we?
No.
Actually, did you watch it this week, Luke?
Yeah,
I did.
You did?
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what do you think?
The Maddie and Gwen stuff is very intriguing from the fact that, I mean, they're obviously in terror. The actresses are both talented actresses, but I'm so sick of them running around with their heads cut off like chickens.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And that drives me nuts. The only part that I'm finding interesting is Brad, Jack, Katie, and Vienna and Henry. That's the only part that I truly am enjoying the way I used to enjoy the entire show.
Did
we lose Lisa?
No, I just every time I try to talk, you keep interrupting me.
Sorry.
So I stop talking.
Sorry. Go for it.
I was saying I was just tired of Gwen freaking out every 6 seconds. Shut up, girl. Shut up. I was just tired of it. Every other scene with Gwen was a freak out.
Were you talking about Friday?
Oh, since Adam got hit up on the head.
Yeah. And why can't he have just died? I mean, seriously.
I did like the camera direction, though. I thought that was very.
I was going to say
appropriate
from a technical point on Friday with her Hitchcock thing going
yes.
on.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
the camera was work was
good.
Excellent.
It was sort
it
of
very
was
good.
In some respects, it sort of reminded me of last summer.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Go ahead.
They hit like a little bit of a ratings nudge in the right demographic when they had that crap going on last summer. So it's kind of like, here we go again. We got to be like a scary movie when it's a soap opera.
Well, you know what Maddie said, that she felt like Adam was manipulating her, like manipulating Gwen, like Maddie had been manipulated by her rapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that's why they're harkening back to the slasher storyline of the summer. And they're drawing those parallels. I thought it was well
and
done.
And I thought the stuff with Casey was actually interesting, where he was, I mean, coming to the realization that, I mean, I'm not by any means poo-pooing the fact that these two actresses are in this storyline. It's just that something needs to start happening. I was really hoping that Barbara would get involved and would like try and protect Gwen after having tried to destroy her so many times. I mean, I'm looking for that type of development in this storyline instead of us having Jade in the woods, Adam in the woods, that
the
type of thing.
Circle.
I'm wanting growth in this, and it's just I'm sick of the whole running around with the chicken's head cut off. That's the
personally, if they had followed through by calling 911. Adam could have said that he was going to get even with Maddie and Gwen, which would have been a little bit of a development. Barbara could have sided up against Adam, who she doesn't like, because he's Margot's kid with Hal.
No.
So
and
that's something that she doesn't like.
He also helped frame Will.
Right. But if you go back years, Hal's involvement with Margot does not sit well with Barbara. In fact,
that's what does sit well
when
with
she
Barbara,
breezed
though.
In. When
well,
she
and why
nailed,
isn't Barbara being used?
When she did you see when she nailed Casey and Margot a week or so ago?
Vaguely, I
just sat there and waited for her to go after Casey for setting Will up, and it never happened. And all of a sudden, she had Casey and Margot in the same room. I'm like, yeehaw, here we go.
I know. It's like, be Barbara. Come on. Exactly.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, okay, here's a question for you, and I pose this in the forums. Do you think that there's
Mike
any possible...
Mike has a little crush on Barbara, by the way.
Yes. He more than a little.
Hey, how about...
it borders on obsession.
I have a crush on Robin Mattson, too, and I have to tell you what. There ain't enough of her on this show.
She's hot.
She's doing such a good job. I love watching her. I do. She's great.
Do you think there's any possibility whatsoever that Stenbeck could somehow be involved in the tormenting of Gwen and Maddie?
Why?
No.
I don't know. I'm just trying to look for interesting ways to make this storyline grow.
You're just trying to find something interesting.
I'll make it interesting. I'll make it interesting, and I'll use
strip
a little.
Strip force, Mike.
I'll use a little Sheila-ism.
Did you just tell him to strip?
Yes.
Let me get my camera.
Mike's hot,
on.
Guys. I just want everybody to know out there, Mike is hot. So go ahead.
I think I'm going to steal a little page from the YNR book. I think since Craig is coming back.
He never left, technically.
Right. Well, I think the original actor that played Craig is coming back, that the guy who plays him now is James, who had plastic surgery to look like Craig.
Why would James even mess with Meg?
My head.
No. No.
I think it would be more interesting if he had been cast as David Stenbeck.
Actually, he would have been a good James.
He would have been a great...
He's too young.
But
I meant for David. Jeffrey Meek had been cast as David...
Isn't David dead?
Who cares?
This is a soap.
James been dead like 6 times. So,
I know.
Yeah. Bring it.
I want Rosanna back. Damn it.
I think since Hunt Block isn't coming back, I don't think that's... It's not likely. I don't think
You don't think she'd have a chance to retake an Emmy-winning role?
Special someone.
So
I don't know if she would do it.
It all comes down to paychecks, in my opinion.
That's what I think, too.
I think the
bottom line is money and paychecks.
Maybe they don't
need
it.
Without eating for a while, she might, you know. She's
well, heaven knows, after having been killed off by pancakes, she may not want to be eating.
Poor thing. Poor,
I have to tell you though, I am happy that Scott Bryce is coming back. I like Jeffrey Meek. I do. Don't get me wrong. I don't really care for the way he's been written.
No.
But you know, this guy is Craig to me. This is the Craig I watched for years.
I just want Hunt Block back. Damn it!
No, I like Hunt Block, but I still. I like
it's
him,
true.
But
Scott Bryce is Craig to a lot of people.
He is Craig, and when he said his first scene is with Elizabeth Hubbard, so
yay.
That's going to be smoking.
Well, okay. Speaking of Y&R and As the World Turns, I have to ask, what did you think of Allison and Amber?
I didn't watch the video.
Have you done
LA Diaries?
But did you see them when they were in Vegas and they did little striptease type thing for Kane?
I hate Amber.
Amber.
I don't. Whatever scene she's in, I fast forward.
See, I think she's like a skanky Muppet, so I call her Scuppet.
Yeah.
Because she looks like Janice the Muppet.
And as far as Allison goes, I'll wait reserve judgment until she comes back to Oakdale.
To me, it looks like all of a sudden. I mean, I'm going to reserve judgment on the character till she comes back. But it looks to me that like Allison might have been suffering from anorexia or something.
Scup it.
I think I have more of a problem with the whole angle that they're into porn. I mean, I understand that. It's kind of like they always take these situations with women and put them in the worst possible light.
But what do you think of the Daniel aspect?
Oh, that's even worse.
But there's a lot of guys addicted to porn.
Well, that's fine, but I don't want to watch him watch Amber.
Oh, okay.
May I interject here? That is the most boring, white vanilla, crappy porn I've ever seen. I was like, this is what he's going to be addicted to? This is awful! I mean, I get more excited off watching Passions than watching what Amber was doing with her gyrations. It was awful!
They didn't actually technically show what she was doing when he typed in the code.
It doesn't matter. It was awful. I mean, Amber, you...
And I almost felt bad for Daniel. He just wanted a little low time, and Devin kept popping in on him, and then Lily came home, and I said, poor Danny, he just can't get his hands under the desk, for crying out loud, before somebody comes running in the house. Are you going to edit me out?
No.
No, you better not leave him alone. Oh, Mike. Producer Mike, you just rule. I love Producer Mike. I'm having lots of fun.
Oh no. Well, here's a question for you. Did either of you watch Thursday or Friday's All My Children?
No.
I did.
What did you think of Zozo's little meeting?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Care to expound?
Because this character's been written so horribly from the beginning. And it's just a big, huge cliche that they actually showed some real-life transgender people in this scene. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, they were.
And him actually being confronted with some prejudice within that community just because he was famous. And oh, you're playing at it, blah, blah, blah. And then they accepted him or her, whatever they're calling him. I thought it was
just
was
call
real.
Him Zozo. You're
well,
safe that
you know
way.
What I mean? It seemed more real than anything that had been written about him or for him, her, until that point. It seemed the best. That's the best scene that I've seen. Zozo
what do you think of the Bianca aspect?
It's yeah, you probably don't want me to talk about that.
Would you like to go on another blind item, specifically relating to Bianca?
I still feel like it's a cheap cop out to get her out of get out of writing a viable lesbian romance for her. I really do. I'm not demeaning the transgender struggle in any way, not in any way. But if they wanted to put Bianca in a romance, then write her in a romance with a lesbian. That's all I ask. But now they're doing this storyline to get out of doing that. That's how it feels. It still feels like a ploy to me. So that's my feelings on it. Not very funny.
Do you
funny,
know
but...
when McTavish's last days are?
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Yeah, I know that. But I haven't heard anything more about
well,
it.
Took,
I know it takes
it took
what,
Riley like
4 to 6 weeks.
Well,
to,
it's longer
to
than
out.
That. Riley took like 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, it took 2.5 months to wrap it up, but for him to be phased out, I think it took 6 to 8 weeks.
But is she gone now?
It was no.
Yeah, she was fired. She's gone.
Well, she's gone, but the stuff that she's written isn't
right,
gone.
Right, it's still
on screen. They tape ahead. They tape ahead, and then they have to like segue out.
Yeah, that's what
out
I meant
and...
by the 6 to 8 weeks, because they tape ahead. We'll probably put up with this more for 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, I would expect that the first stuff we'll see from the new people might just arrive in time for May sweeps.
And who are the new people?
Well, we just discussed that in our last podcast.
We sure did.
I'll wait till next week then, and I'll listen to it.
Kay Aiden or Alden or whatever her name is.
Alden, good grief.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she was brought in as consultant for, we thought, General Hospital, but no, it's for All My Children.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That could have a lot of potential, couldn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
maybe they'll get off this baby.
Let's just hope to God the Riley rumors aren't true.
Oh, that
would
be funny.
That's just mean.
No, that would not be funny in the least.
Hey, what are you talking about funny? Oh, wait.
Well, it's just funny because... I mean, funny like as in ironic because people are always begging to...
Right,
I mean,
be careful
as the world
what you
turns,
wish for.
As the world turns, people were... Like, get rid of Sheffer, or get rid of Sheffer, and now it's
way
like,
to
well,
go.
Yeah.
Hey, I never once called for Sheffer to be gone.
I know.
I was kind of jumping on that train because he was kind of losing some focus there for a while.
And now it's just so much better. Do you love my sarcasm?
Yeah.
So do you watch All One Life to Live, Mike?
No, I've actually been with.
What are you watching these
Young
days?
And the Restless and Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns and Guiding Light.
I thought you were watching All My Children.
I was, but then, you know.
It just got really bad.
It's hard to watch every day all these shows, so I had to.
Thank
make
you.
Some cuts.
Feel our pain, Mike. Feel it. Feel it.
This is why we come up with inventive ways to watch the soaps.
What?
Well, I don't have SoapNet, so...
Oh, yeah.
You
that's
don't
that
have
way.
SoapNet?
Oh.
No. Uh-uh.
Poor
you. Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mike doesn't like my Stewie voices.
He doesn't?
I don't think so. I don't hear any Mike comments.
Did we lose Mike?
It. No.
Producer Mike!
I hear ya.
Do you like our Stewie?
I love Stewie.
Aww. Yay! I'm so happy. Luke approves of my new sound effects. Sorta. Luke, are we there?
So, Mike, what do you think of the Victoria Rowell rumors and the recast rumors? We discussed this earlier in the podcast, so this will be a little bit of rehash. But considering we have a third opinion, what do you think?
I think they should just kind of lock her up and let her go for a while. I don't really
but
think
have you heard the rumors about the recast?
Yeah, it's the gal that played Lexi, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see much of her as Lexi, so I can't comment if she can
well she's
know,
a perfectly fine actress but
I think that she would probably be able to do the role pretty well, but she would probably have to make it her own, as most people do. But I think Victoria Rowell must have been not happy with things for her to want to.
I just don't understand why.
Oh, wait till you hear Lisa's meltdown.
I had a meltdown.
No.
Yeah. It wasn't quite Annie proportions, but it was a meltdown, needless to say.
And I've said this isn't going to be news to the forum visitors, but I really feel that Drusilla was always so much stronger than I could see where she would be maybe gaslighted for a short time when David came to town. But I think that in her mind, her street smarts would have kicked in and she would have figured out that she was being railroaded. And she might have faked
that's my boy.
That she was scared while she was putting the screws to whoever was
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly, and then kick his butt.
Right, exactly. Yep.
That's right.
And for her to, geez, you're in a mental hospital. Don't freak out. And then she was in trial. She didn't say two words. I thought for sure she was going to.
Well, that's probably because Michael had a freaking gag order on her.
I know, but it worked. And, you know, and I thought the judge was completely wrong to let Inez testify, because it was completely irrelevant for her to be on the stand. Do you know what I mean? I thought it was stupid.
It is stupid. It's weak writing. Sorry.
I thought it was dumb.
Now, have you been watching General Hospital?
I watched through the Metro Court thing, and then I just kind of dropped it.
So you didn't stick around for Alan's death?
No, I know. Can you believe it? I was waiting for it for that whole time, and I missed it. How do you feel about him being a ghost?
Well, it's better than nothing.
I don't know. I'm not big with the ghost things. I'm really not. I don't like Tammy walking around looking like she just came out of, you know, one day
a
she
car
looked
accident?
Like she was in a car accident, and the next day she looked fine. And then the next day she looked like she got in a car accident.
Well, Dixie
had a push-up bra.
I know. That was amazing.
So Tammy being normal looking is fine with me.
Dixie had a push-up bra?
Don't you remember Angel Dixie? She had like
a
low cut gown with a wow. She was breast-tastic.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She's breast-tastic, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I want to go to that heaven.
I thought you were in that heaven already.
Oh, I am. I need to be a 44D or something like that.
I thought, you know, when I saw that, I was like, she must be thinking, this is how I'm going out.
Woohoo!
This is my last scene on this show after all these years, and people are going to remember me as...
She put her best breast forward.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. I love that Luke's completely quiet during this part. He's like, okay.
Well, I don't remember it, so...
You don't remember Angel Dixie? Oh, my goodness.
Well, are you talking Angel Dixie from years ago or Angel Dixie recently?
Like when she just passed away from the banana pancakes.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, she had on that white gown. Mm-hmm. Staring at Kate, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's probably why I fast-forwarded it.
And Kate said, look at that angel over there, that nice lady over there, Mommy. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
Can we just say how badly I want to get rid of Julia?
It's not obvious at all. What's your problem with Julia? What's your deal?
She's letting the killer of her brother-in-law live in her house.
You're just now getting that?
No, but that's why it's my ongoing problem with her.
Julia's fault. It's Megan's fault.
Thank you. It's the lavery Kool-Aid that everybody has to drink on that show.
Well, you know what I was sort of hoping in a way when all of a sudden Jonathan and Annie were having these like tender moments together? I was really hoping for Jonathan and Annie to get married and run off into the sunset, never to be seen again. Though I would, if I had to choose between Ryan and Jonathan, I'd keep Jonathan on this show.
I equate that to death by gunshot or stab wound, Mike.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, between Ryan and Jonathan.
What happened? Ryan was popular, wasn't he, at one time?
Well, Ryan is still popular to a lot of people.
Not with me.
But not with us.
We hate him.
though to be fair, and I should have brought this up in the other podcast, to be fair, his hosting duties on Regis and Kelly this last week, Cameron Matheson did an excellent job.
He's charming in real life. It's Ryan that I have the problem with. I mean,
well, you know, if Greenlee comes back, it's just going to be more and more Ryan.
Gee, well, at least
is Greenlee coming back?
Deleted.
Rumors have it that's what the case is.
Oh, any word on who's the lucky gal that gets?
Well,
here we go again.
Lauren Woodard.
Woodland.
Woodland. Sorry. I can't talk tonight. Well, that's not a...
Forever.
Yeah, exactly. Lauren Woodland is rumored to be one of the people in contention, though it's also being rumored that they're casting an unknown. Which, if they cast an unknown in such a role, I'm going to be pissed. Because it basically means they have no talent or acting abilities. And
maybe we'll get another meltdown. That'd be awesome.
I really don't want to have another meltdown over
Greenlee
clone.
Oh, why not? I just had one.
Over a Greenlee clone? Seriously.
Well, you had one before over a Greenlee clone. Remember?
I know, but I don't want to have another one.
Oh, you want a different meltdown.
The psychiatric bills get too high.
Well, just stay on your meds. You'll be all right. Mm.
You know? I have a question about General Hospital, since we were talking about
that.
Good
luck with
that.
Go ahead.
What do you think of Scott being Rick's killer?
It doesn't intrigue me that much. Not nearly as much as the possibility of Logan being his son.
Logan?
Mm-hmm.
With who?
Logan being Scotty's son.
With
who's
who?
The mother?
I don't know. I don't care, but that's the rumor. I mean, the mannerisms they've done. I'm very much more entertained by the thought of Logan being interested in Lulu and the two fathers hating each other and duking it out. That entertains me much more than who killed Rick Weber.
I just think it was crap to bring back somebody who's got all that history to have him turn out to be a killer.
Well, what about killing Rick Weber in the first place?
Well, exactly. Beyond that, but, you know,
well,
that whole
and
thing is
Scotty
just...
never gets punished for things. So, I mean, it's not like even
what?
If he is the killer, he always gets away with things. I mean, he was as slimy as Rick was when he was DA.
That's a rewrite.
But that's how it was. I mean, in recent years, the last years before he left us last time.
Well, what do you think of Rick getting custody?
Scotty was never really hateful, I don't think.
No, not until
he was a villain and he was sneaky, but he was never hateful. And my impression of Rick is that he's just
diabolical.
Well, it's the
he doesn't have any redeeming characteristics.
Right, the heart that Rick had when he first was getting together with Elizabeth, you remember that? That was very, I don't know. It was very intriguing to see Rick that way. Now Rick's just a jerk. He's taking the daughter away from the cancer-ridden ex-wife. It's just, it's terrible. And I hear he's going to be killed off in sweeps, so.
Rumors.
Yeah, I hear.
Allegedly.
And how about that Stuart Damon being 70? Would you have ever guessed in a million years?
No.
He's one of the best-looking 70-year-olds I've ever seen. I hope to God I look that good.
I looked at his picture like 3 times and go, 70? I don't see it. There's no
way. I just don't think so. Right.
Though, I had no idea. I hate to say this, but someone who knows Photoshop like I do, it's possible that for the magazine covers, there's been some Photoshop work done.
Even still.
But what about on the show? I think he looks great.
Yeah.
Luke?
Well, that's lighting and makeup.
Well, so?
I'm just not mean. I'm not saying that it isn't possible. I'm just saying that when you look
Stuart
at
Damon
it...
Damon kicks your butt.
I'm just saying that when you look at it in print, it's very easy to do a whole bunch of little touch-ups in print.
Well, aren't
okay,
we Mr.
Stuart,
Negative
if you
today?
Are listening, Stuart, make sure you go
Get
after Luke, because Lisa and I think you're just fine.
I think
he is. I would very much like to look as good as he does at 70.
Backtrack. Hey, it's okay. You know who I want to look like? Cassie DePaiva. That chick.
At 70?
She's 45. Cassie DePaiva is 45.
I know, but this is what I'm saying. We were talking about 70-year-olds, and then
and
you
I
just
changed
jumped
the subject
to 45.
Because you were being mean to Stuart Damon, so I changed the subject.
I was
subject.
Not being mean. I was just saying that if you were looking at pictures of him in print, there's a possibility that they've been edited. That's all I'm saying.
Because Maurice Bernard's never been edited. And there goes that interview.
Well, there's no need to edit when that picture of him that makes him appear pregnant is circulating the internet.
Know. I love with the tracksuit.
Yeah.
I love that picture. Oh, Mike, do you know who Brenda Dixon is?
Sure do.
Oh,
have you seen her
on YouTube?
You mean as now or as her
now.
Jill, her Jill stuff?
Did you watch the
I've
suit this last
it.
Week?
No. No.
Oh. Well, they had clips on the soup this week of Brenda Dixon in the courtroom, you know, doing the Heil Hitler stuff. But they also had flashbacks of her YouTube. It's a brilliant YouTube thing that's floating around the internet called Welcome to My Home, where she dresses
I've
up.
I've heard
in all
about
her...
that.
Yes. Oh,
I've heard
chick
about
is
it.
Crazy. And I was crying, laughing so hard at this on the soup today. You've got to go to YouTube, look up Brenda Dixon, and then it'll have the Welcome to My House. Oh, I've saved it to my favorites because it's just, it's hilarious. It's delectable.
I'm doing that as we talk here. We have Welcome to My Home, part one, part two.
Yes.
Brenda Dixon interview.
Let me tell you the funniest part. She goes to her kitchen.
And she's brown-haired in it.
Right, and she's got her, like, the do-rag on and stuff. Oh, my goodness, she looks like a gypsy on crack. Well, she has this big white cat, and she goes, "Hi, welcome to my kitchen. This is my cat, Snow. I'm starving. Shall we eat?" And I'm like, wait a minute, are you going to eat your cat?
Oh, God.
I mean, chick is crazy. I love her. I feel this affinity for her because
she seems
just,
like larger than life, you know?
Well, she's just
like
so
old
nuts.
Hollywood, just trying to live up to...
Yes. Well, and she talks about how matching your orange lipstick to your brown eyeshadow is very important. Oh, it just goes on and on. It's hilarious.
Well, that's it for this unexpected podcast, folks. Until next time, I've been Luke. Well,
thank you.
I am Luke.
Thank you, Producer Mike, for joining us.
Yes,
you're welcome. Had a good time, as always.
As always. Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
So long.
Watch Brenda Dixon.